Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Radio Network.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with David Dossie. He's an intellectual property attorney with Gallagher & Dossie. Invention-protection.com is his website. I encourage you to go there and check that out. It's not your grandfather's patent attorney website. David, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the just getting started, right? Just taking baby steps and not being intimidated, not being defensive about having an intellectual property plan, a strategy, right?
Exactly.
What's the next step?
Well, over the years, we've talked a lot about understanding there's a big difference between protecting your intellectual property on, let's say, your left hand versus clearance or making sure that you don't infringe other people's intellectual property on your right
hand. Defense.
Well, getting on that left hand of protecting your own, there is, you can think of an offensive aspect to it and a defensive aspect to it. And the offensive would be that you are protecting your core technology, your innovations, to keep your competitors from doing what is key to those core technologies or your competitive advantage. Whereas a defensive strategy is really to capture unclaimed territory surrounding the core technology or innovation by patenting small and incremental advances which block alternative designs or shield the business from potential infringement of your competitors.
A little bit of a chess game.
It is, and I'll tell you, you only get burnt once by someone that is really good at defensive strategy before you are doing defensive strategy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, an example that you probably can relate to is golf. And in golf, let's say people initially came up with golf club heads with movable weights. And let's say you just said at least two movable weights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a competitor would realize, oh, man, we missed the boat on that. But we don't want them to have this free reign on that whole technology for 20-plus years. So the earliest patent might have just been at least two movable weights, and their competitor may have come along and realized, well, we're not going to be able to compete on that basis, but if we can block them into that by patenting other aspects of it, let us do it. So they would file a patent application that just may say four or more movable weights and identify the location, some broad range of locations of those weights within the head. So that all of a sudden,
and so four instead of two would be a distinct enough difference to a patent, to the patent office?
Well, when you combine it with other attributes, like the locations of them, and maybe it changes the center of gravity to a particular area.
It's screwed in instead of glued in or whatever.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And so you've recognized, it takes a big person to do that because you've recognized you missed the boat and someone has come up with something great.
Right.
But now you want to do whatever you can to box them in, to keep them from being able to capitalize that to the fullest extent over, you know, 20 years.
This is offense, isn't it?
Well, we call it defense.
I know, but it's pretty aggressive. It's aggressive defense.
Yes, and you recognize it.
Maybe I should have used the word aggressive instead of offensive. Yeah.
Right. When you see it and you see it happening to a client or the client sees it happening to them, there's no distinguishing what's being done. And you have to sit back and say, well, you know, reflect on your offensive strategy that, okay, did we do enough at the outset? And did that first patent application or applications, are they still open so that we can continue filing patent applications off of them to then try to minimize the effects of this defensive strategy of your competitor.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger, more competitive industries you get involved in, the more and more you see that. But mm-hmm. it trickles down to, you know, I have clients that are $50 million a year companies, as small as that, in an industry where you see them, and also how competitive it is in terms of just plain nastiness. If it's a former business partners or the two leaders in the company running two different industry and they're running two different companies, well, guess what? They're going to try to stick each other every chance they get, and this is one way they can do it.
Well, and you could do the same thing. That's kind of what I was getting at earlier when I talked about on a smaller scale, like a local tagline, a local registered trademark or something you could get with that was happening in the area, something that would be tied to the community, the way the community is named or whatever. But there are a lot of different things to think about, folks, in the area of intellectual property. And David, I've got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
I would just say, take the first step. Whether it's like Jim said, call someone, have them come in, and pay for two or three people to spend a few hours with you to come up with a suggested plan. That is going to be well worth it. Just having someone else lay that out for you, and then it allows you to make a decision. But start small and allow yourself one or two successes, and then that'll get the snowball rolling.
At least educate yourself against what might be a potential somebody out there doing it offensively toward you. Hey, Dave, good job today. Come back soon.
I'd be happy to.
David Darcy, ladies and gentlemen, invention-protection.com. We'll get him back again real soon. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.